what happened last night was really the culmination of a process of about 9 months' work of going out into the community and having this kind of basic economic discussion: is what kind of city you want to live in, and is it worth it to pay for it? After years of service cuts and a declining kind of quality of life in the city, a group of us got together, and there's very significant political blocks in St. Pete. So Agenda 2010, NAACP representing African-American communities, League of Women Voters, Sierra Club, CONA, which is the Federation of Neighborhood Associations, FCSU, obviously, which is the city union. And we began to have this discussion because we felt that, look, people really should decide, and this is not just an issue of which way the city goes, but what is the impact of citizen input into the most important thing that politicians do, which is the budget. We had over 6,000 people respond to a couple of surveys which hit on the various issues. The results were, you know, kind of astounding. You know, the political, the pundits say, you can't bring up tax increases, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, when you go out and talk to real people, you find out that people are like, yep, I want to keep my quality of life in the city and the services the same, and I'm willing to pay a little more to do that. The issue last night, that issue was won fairly early on, as all of these organizations, through kind of citizen democracy, organized for 9 months, brought out hundreds of people at the budget hearings, made wonderful arguments, and kind of showed the muscle that's in true democracy. So the issue that came before council last night wasn't the question of whether revenues needed to be raised to keep our quality of life. It was about how they were to do that, which came down to this issue of, do you raise the millage rate? Do you take reserves, use reserves, or do you do this fire fee?
And that's what was being pushed by the mayor. The mayor wanted to have this flat fire fee. It was a little bit of incremental based on essentially the value of the property. But in general, everyone would pay it in almost the same amount. And the alternative, one of the alternatives you mentioned was raising the millage rate. And that's indeed what the city ended up voting to do, 6-2 last night.
Doing it, right, because, I mean, look, there is a kernel of, there's something to be said for the fire fee, but not in the form that it was. In other words, it's steady revenue that doesn't rise or fall based upon the ad valorem rate. And the city actually has more discretion over those funds. The problem was they couldn't come up with a way that it wasn't horribly, horribly regressive. There could be a way to fix that in the future, but they were down to the gun. So the question then became, and it was very clear, the audience was 99% against the fire fee. The argument about reserves was made by Wendy Newton. And many people in the audience share the concern that you can't use it as a bank. In fact, you know, we need some money on hand in reserves. However, that reserve should be used strategically as a just strategic investment towards economic development and what we meant as local economic development to build a sustainable local economy with a lot of ideas around that. In fact, that is the direction that People's Budget Review and allies will be moving towards as we move through the next year, is how do we develop this local sustainable economy, and how do we invest in that? So the vote came down. What was striking, and you saw some of this in the Republican and the Democratic convention, and I'm not being partisan here, I'm just making a note. It started out with a local Tea Party leader, and the mood was dour, the mood was bitter, the mood was there's nothing we can do, and it was angry. Every speaker after that, the mood was hopeful. It's the city of St. Pete can accomplish things when we put our mind to it. And everyone used the term cooperative. That if we're going to build a new economy, if we're going to fix the problems and the economic problems, some of which are at a national level, we got to do that locally. And the only way we can do that is by being cooperative. So that juxtaposition between hopefulness and determination and can-do attitude, juxtaposed with the kind of Tea Party bitterness and anger, and everything is dark and dire and cut, 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 and austerity. It was remarkable. Proud of the city of St. Pete. We're not like that.